years. And so when eagles are born, there is great enthusiasm by all the eagles. So in this particular colony of eagles, this mom and daddy had had two beautiful big eggs and out-hatched out two little eaglets. And they were beautiful little eaglets. And when they hatched out, the daddy flew around to all the other eagle eyries and announced the coming of the two, and all the eagles gathered over there, and they had just a wonderful session rejoicing about the two little eaglets. And it was a grand time. Well, mom and dad, being a Southern Baptist, decided the next best thing they could do immediately was to build another eyrie and have two more eagles. You know, anything that caused that much commotion and anything that caused that much rejoicing and anything that caused that much recognition ought to be repeated as quickly as possible. Now, I don't know whether you know it, but in the building of an eyrie, there is a tremendous amount of work. So mom and daddy went to build another eyrie, and in the meantime, they forgot the two little babies that they had. Well, after about 2 days or 3 days of being left alone, these little eaglets, if God wants me to find that, he'll let me do it. If he doesn't, it's fine. Maybe he wants to keep it away. But anyway, the two little eaglets had a conference together. And this is how the conference went. They said, if we stay here, we are going to die. And they looked over the edge of the tree, and it was about 50 feet to the ground. And they said, if we drop out of this nest, we will probably die. When we hit the ground, we'll break our neck. They'd never been taught to fly. And they were not old enough to feed themselves. So they had a conference. And since it was a sure thing they were going to die, they stayed where they were. And there was a chance that they wouldn't die if they jumped out of the tree and fell to the ground. They were sort of like the lepers. You did. Praise the Lord. Good. They were like the lepers at Samaria. They said, it's better to take a chance. Are you with me? So they crawled to the edge of the nest and dived out and fell to the ground. Well, very fortunately, neither one of them got killed. And after about 5 minutes, after having had the breath knocked out of them, they got up. And the reason of their fall to the ground was to look for food. So they started out to look for food. Well, as they went out to look for food, they ran into a bunch of turkeys. These were nice turkeys. And the head gobbler immediately sensed that these two little birds were hungry, and they happened to be going out to hunt for acorns right then, so they invited the two of them to go along. And so the two little eaglets went along, and they got onto this great big oak tree, and the head gobbler said, hey, help yourself. Look at them. They're everywhere. Now, to an eaglet, he didn't know why, but an acorn didn't look too appealing. But you know, there's a little theory in life that you need to remember, and you need to write this down and forget it. When a person's really hungry, they'll eat anything. Now, you may not laugh too much at this. There's some real truth in this. And an eagle will eat acorns rather than starve to death, although an eagle wasn't made for acorns, and acorns weren't made for an eagle. So these little eaglets, they just cram their craws full of acorns, and there is a satisfaction to having your craw full of anything when it doesn't have anything in it. Well, after they'd fed on the acorns, this happened to be near the evening, and the head gobbler said to them, where are you guys going to spend the night? Well, they didn't know where they were going to spend the night. They just knew this, that their mother and father didn't really want them, because if they'd wanted them, they'd have taken care of them. And they said, we don't have any family to go home to. So the head turkey said this, why don't you guys just come live with us? We'll be glad to take you into our family. When you don't have anywhere to go, you'll always go where you're welcome. And let me just say this to you, and this is another truth. It's not only true about eaglets on the ground, it's true about people. You'll always go where you're accepted, even if the people accepting you are not the people that you would best choose to associate with, just by your nature. So these eaglets, they proceeded over to live with the turkeys. Well, this head gobbler, he looked at these eaglets, and he decided that they were a pretty sorry-looking turkey. But he had adopted them into the family. And he decided this, I'm going to help them become good turkeys. So what happened was this.